What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are back with another Daily Digest episode. You'll have to excuse the delay in these stories coming out. You know, I batched a few episodes for the show recently, and that's how I am able to get these episodes to you daily. And so some of these updates are from a week or so ago. But definitely wanted to get them covered on the show and talk about them a little bit with the navigators. So some big news in the AI landscape to talk about. The first piece of news we're going to talk about is an op-ed that was written by Sam Altman, the head of OpenAI. And the subject of the op-ed was his view on the needs and concerns of the United States as it regards and relates to AI and artificial intelligence. The op-ed spans quite a few different topics and concepts, so I'll do my best to summarize here, but of course I will link to the Washington Post article that I am referring to. Unfortunately, I think that article is probably going to be behind a paywall. I think they give you one article for free or something like that, but I think their first year is like $4 a month or something for a membership. I don't have an affiliation or anything like that, but they definitely keep things up to date, so I like to follow them. Anyway. Sam Altman opens this article in the Washington Post by basically posing an incredibly important and deep question, if you ask me, and for our country and for our society, and that is, who will control the future of AI? Altman continues on and argues that we're essentially at a crossroads as a nation or a society, and we're really facing a choice between two different paths, according to Altman, a future where the U.S. and allied nations and democratic governments are the ones who are steering the advancement of global AI, both spreading its benefits and mitigating its risks. Or he suggests an alternate path or a second path where a non-democratic power or an authoritarian regime that may not share our democratic values are the ones controlling the advancement of AI and using it to amass or expand their power. Obviously, again, these are some pretty highly important topics. I include them in our AI Marketing Navigator because they affect the use and the public access to AI as a whole. So I think it's important for all of us to stay as up to date on this stuff as possible. The stakes are obviously very high here, and it's clear that there is going to be an AI race, and there already is an AI race. We're currently engaged in a global AI race, no doubt. Global superpowers like Russia and China consider themselves very much a part of that race, too. In the op-ed, Altman essentially provides four basic things that we need to pay attention to or that we need to focus on or accomplish in order to ensure a safe and secure AI future for our country and the world. The first one is security. He prompts and encourages American security firms to develop powerful, robust security measures that are going to ensure that the United States stays ahead of its competitors in the areas of like AI model development, LLM development, cyber defense, physical data center security and maintenance, as well as intellectual property theft for these innovative companies that are leading the U.S. through this AI race. The second thing that we need to focus on, according to Altman in the article here, is infrastructure. And he says, quote unquote, infrastructure is destiny when it comes to AI, and that the U.S. needs to build a larger, more capable physical infrastructure of data centers and power plants to support the huge needs and huge power requirements of these AI models in this AI ecosystem that we're heading towards. The third of four points that Altman discusses is the need for commercial diplomacy. He states that the U.S. needs to come up with very clear, very proactive policy on how to implement export controls or how AI products can be sold globally in a secure fashion that also protects intellectual property and stuff like that. How can these controls be implemented for AI products as well as foreign investors into AI? For instance, what type of technology can actually be shared internationally without putting security at risk? Who's allowed to invest into our technology? There's a ton of debate and controversy with TikTok right now, given its funding and ties to Chinese business firms. The fourth and final thing that Sam Altman asks us as a country and a society to pay attention to is the establishment of global norms. He suggests that creating new models for developing and deploying these AI tools that focus on safety, but also specifically that focus on including nations that are typically left behind in these technological advancements or these races. He alludes to something for the world of AI similar to like ICANN, I-C-A-N-N, which is essentially the organization that manages manages access and registration to the internet. And he emphasizes the need for something similar in the AI world. Altman finishes up his op-ed by saying how urgent and dire the need for these actions are, stating that currently, yes, fortunately, democratic free AI appears to be in the lead, but if we don't do enough to nourish that and allow it to flourish safely, that could change. Okay, on to our next bit of news. Cut here. Okay, now on to our next bit of news, which is a heartbreaker for me, and that is the fact that Apple Intelligence is going to be delayed. Definitely check out our previous episode on Apple Intelligence, but essentially this was Apple's plan to integrate AI or AI models like ChatGPT into the iOS operating system, which is going to be a huge deal for AI adoption and a huge deal for those of us who use Apple devices and are seeking to increase our productivity. But unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. The initial plan was to have Apple Intelligence launch with iOS 18 in September, but supposedly now these features are not expected to roll out until October via software updates. That being said, Apple does plan to make Apple Intelligence available early to developers. Obviously, they need developers to give them feedback and support resolving any issues or do any troubleshooting to the operating system before rolling it out to larger groups of consumers. So that could happen as early as in the next few weeks, apparently. This is all according to the Bloomberg article that I'm referencing here, and I'll link it in the show notes, of course. But the timing of this means that the first iPhone 16 models that are going to be shipped this year might not have those new Apple Intelligence features. They're going to have to go through or get updated via software updates, like we mentioned. These features include things like prioritized notifications, web page and voice note summaries, writing improvement tools, Siri updates, and that ChatGPT integration that we mentioned. So basically just a huge, huge capability enhancement to the iPhone, integrating artificial intelligence into the daily use of the iPhone. And apparently even when Apple Intelligence does launch with the iOS 18.1 update, some features will not be available then. Things like the significant Siri improvements or utilizing your screen context for your answers, which is going to be a huge, huge part of the entire user experience. Again, those really seem like two of the more powerful features to me. According to the article, Apple does plan to do its full rollout of its full set of intelligent features via multiple updates, and they should start late this year and during the first half of 2025 if there are no further delays. So we just have to wait a little bit longer, but I'm confident, knowing Apple, that it will be worth it, and I cannot wait to see how Apple brings us into an AI device or an AI-enabled device future. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.